This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led INDIA bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, the BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. Congress has won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena UBT secured 20 seats and others have won 12. In Jharkhand, out of a total of 81 seats, ruling JMM has bagged 34 seats, while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 21 seats and others have won 6 seats. Newly elected MLAs of INDIA bloc will meet in Ranchi today to elect their leader. The meeting has been convened at official residence of Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Sources said Hemant Soren is likely to be elected leader of INDIA bloc legislature party. After his election as leader, Hemant Soren will stake the claim to form the new government in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for good governance and development. Addressing the party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi, Mr. Modi said the poll result is a defeat of negative politics. He said people also showed their trust in BJP in the by-polls held across several states. He said that this is the third consecutive time that the BJP has emerged as the largest party in Maharashtra, which is undoubtedly a historic feat. He said that Maharashtra has strengthened the resolve of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister also hit out at the Congress, saying that the Congress party's sole focus is on the family, and a party that prioritizes family over citizens poses a significant threat to democracy. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will commence tomorrow and will continue till 20th of December. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will participate in Odisha Parva 2024 program in New Delhi. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Odisha Parva is a flagship event conducted by Odia Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. Through it, they have been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and promotion of Odia heritage. Continuing with the tradition, this year Odisha Parva is being organized from 22nd of this month to till today. Martyrdom Day of Guru Tegh Bahadur, the ninth Guru of Sikhs, is being observed today. It was on this day in 1675 Guru Tegh Bahadur sacrificed his life to protect religion, human values, ideals and principles. The martyrdom of Guru Tegh Bahadur is remembered as Shahidi Divas every year. In cricket, India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 172 without loss against Australia on the third day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:50 a.m. IST. The visitors hold a strong lead of 218 runs. At stumps, Yashasvi Jaiswal was unbeaten on 90, while KL Rahul remained not out on 62. And with that, we end this news bulletin.